The Pasuk says after Ahasuerus calmed down, he remembered Vashti, what she did, what was the creed, and so his lads tell him, let's find you a new girl. So it seems that when Ahasuerus calmed down, he remembered what he did and he regretted it. And he said, Memuchan advised me, and the other nobles backed him. And then he decided, I want to have nothing to do with them. And that's why he has Narei HaMelech, he has the lads giving him counsel. And that's why Bigson and Seresh want to kill him, because they've been demoted. And when Ahasuerus saw that by demoting his counsel, so they're plotting to kill him, so he brought him back. Because Rav Harlap is bothered, the Medrash says, Memuchan was Haman. And yet, a minute after Ahasuerus takes his counsel, Ahasuerus isn't taking his counsel anymore. How did Memuchan climb back up the ladder? So Rav Harlap is suggesting that first step was Memuchan was Haman. He was one of the top advisors who told him to kill Vashti. Ahasuerus got very upset at that advice. He said, I'm firing all of you. He got rid of all his advisors. Among the two advisors that he demoted were Bigson and Seresh. Bigson and Seresh were upset at him because they were demoted, so they were plotting to kill him. They no longer had their position. That plot was uncovered by Mordechai. They killed Bigson and Seresh. The very next pasuk says, after Bigson and Seresh were killed, it says, Achar ha-devarim ha'ele gidal ha-melech ha-chashverosh et Haman. After this, Ahasuerus raised Haman. So Rashi tells us the Medrash, after this, after Hashem had prepared the cure for the plague called Haman, after Hashem had prepared the cure that Mordechai had saved the king's life, now the problem for the Jews can begin because Hashem had already created the cure. That, says Rashi, is the illusion of Achar ha-devarim ha'ele. Rav Harlap is suggesting that Achar ha-devarim ha'ele is after Bigson and Seresh attempted to assassinate the king, so the king said, wait a second, maybe I've created a new threat by demoting all my counsels. Let me uplift my counsels again. So he took Haman back and he said, you gave me the advice to kill Vashti, I'm promoting you now. We could add to Rav Harlap, how did he get away with promoting Haman if he was so happy with Esther? It says he took Esther's bust, Esther's figure, Esther, he made a picture, an idol of Esther, and put it over his bed. All the time until he chose Esther, Vashti's head was down looking at him. He had a figure of Vashti there. So he'd look at every girl, look back up at Vashti and say, you're not as beautiful as her. I still miss my Vashti. When he liked Esther, he got rid of Vashti's picture and put Esther's picture up above his bed. So now he can give credit to Memuchan. Until now, he was upset. He's making all this pageant to find a wife. Now he found a wife who he feels is better. He got Esther. So then it's legitimate to reinstate Memuchan and put him up. That's my addition. I'm saying that could be. We can add that to Rav Harlap's line.
You read his